Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Whenever I get a text from my next guest, I'm always, first of all, I never understand what she's telling me, because I'm just not a legal mind. But when she texts me and wants to know if I want to talk about it, well then, yes, I do. So joining me again from, I hope, from beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina, and her nice that I haven't seen antique shop is Paloma Cabana, attorney at law.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm very intrigued with what's going on, because within your text, the name that you mentioned, I am unfamiliar with. I didn't know anything about this cat. So set the stage for us, and then let's get into this.
Yes. Today began the first day of trial for any defendant charged in events relating to January 6th. The name of the defendant is Guy Wesley Reffitt. I'm going to spell it, so if y'all are out there Googling it, R-E-F-F-I-T-T. And his case number is very low, so it's 121-CR-32. He was one of the first defendants charged back on January 16th. He has been incarcerated since then, and today started trial.
And he is being tried for?
5 counts relating to events of January 6th. Interestingly, so he is one of our defendants who did not enter the building. But there is a claim of contact with officers. The Department of Justice freely admits and even has in its evidence pretrial list photographs of Mr. Reffitt that he had taken after the events at the Capitol with bruises from being hit by rubber bullets. And they will have witnesses from United States Capitol Police testifying to the different chemical irritants and other non-lethal use of force deployed against him. So, okay. You know, there's sort of two sides and two questions, I think, for any of the defendants who get charged on contact with an officer, as to was that their intention, did they engage because they were being engaged with, and he definitely is a defendant with visible proof and government concession that, if you will, he was part of the pushback or the initiative, depending on how the facts bear out, by USCP against people that day at the Capitol. Also interesting concerning Mr. Reffitt was a complete sleeper. The government is alleging that he had 1 or 2 firearms with him at the Capitol that day that he did not show or use. They've been making this claim sort of along the way, and we're going to drill down into this one, but spoiler alert, in terms of the government witnesses and exhibit lists going into trial as of last week, they will only be introducing a holster that they found at his house. There is no video or still footage of him with a firearm at the Capitol.
Well, now, throughout that reply you just gave me, unless I missed it, what was he charged with? Being having contact with officers, I do that on a regular basis.
So the common one he's charged with that everybody is getting hit with, obstruction of an official proceeding.
Oh.
That he had anything to do with
that he didn't go, but he didn't,
Congress being disrupted.
He didn't go, but he didn't go in.
But he didn't. But part of what the Department of Justice is trying to do, has been trying to do straight along, is bootstrap. That if you were even on Capitol grounds, you were part of the mob. And that's the word they love to use, the mob. And that you knew or should have known that as a result of your contribution, that this is what would occur. So obstruction of an official proceeding, entering or remaining on restricted ground. Now, in Mr. Reffitt's case, they are specifically claiming he did so with a firearm. And based on everything I have seen so far on paper, I think that charge fails on its face. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. Obstructing officers during a civil disorder, as I said, to me, given his injuries, which the Department of Justice is apparently willing to concede, and which they are bringing in officers to testify to, including the woman who from the FBI went through his laptop and went through his phone following execution of a search warrant, you know, she's coming in essentially to bolster his defense that this is what she found, is photographs and images that he was injured. And let's see, hindering communication through force or threat of physical force. Mr. Reffitt has that charge at the end, unlike other cases. He is alleged to have threatened his two teenage children after January 6th that he would harm them if they reported him to the federal government.
And was that charge brought by his children?
Here's where it gets a little bit dicey.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know it's dicey, or I'm not reaching out to you, Bill. It's no fun to text somebody if it's straight line legal.
I know.
This is
I know,
more like flip flop legal. So, in December of 2020, listeners pay attention, prior to January 6th, in December of 2020, his 18-year-old son called the FBI and told them his father was participating in planning against members of Congress that would take place on January 6th. No action was taken. He was not interviewed by the FBI. There was no alert sent out concerning Mr. Reffitt. Here's his 18-year-old who is taping his father on his cell phone, calling the FBI to signal an alert. It didn't make it into any of the pre-January 6th security memos, documents, or even post-January 6th testimony that I have dissected to this point where I'm just tired of looking at it again.
Hang on for me, if you would, because we're coming up on the next break. I got so many questions in this next segment, just to warn you. Tell everybody how to find you and the stuff that you're putting out, please.
Yes, at the website, www.2ampatriot.com. And this afternoon, I posted several documents relative to the Reffitt case that you can pull them and look at them with your own eyes.
Paloma Capana. Full of surprises. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And let's... I got a couple questions.
Shoot.
So, would it not be considered a defense to point out, I'm sorry to tell you this, jury, but I mean, I don't know if you noticed what happened in 2020-2021, but we had all kinds of violence going on all around us. It was called, all of that was called peaceful protesting, and this was nowhere near what they're telling you it was. And they're saying that it's all about a gun and everything. Have they got a gun? Have they got guns? They have possession of a holster. Is that right?
Yes. They, upon the search of his home, located two Smith & Wesson handguns. There were never any allegations in this case of illegal possession of a firearm, nor is there any jury instruction, stipulation, or government witness who appears to be coming in with the testimony that he had a handgun on his person with any intention to use it at or during the events at the Capitol January 6th. But let me tell you how the DOJ has successfully used what I would call inflammatory language concerning guns, and that was at the pretrial detention reconsideration hearing, and it's quite a mouthful. So he's arrested, he's held over pending trial, and he was entitled to an appearance and a hearing and arguments on whether he should be continually detained pending trial or released on bail bond conditions. He then also had an opportunity to have another judge, a second judge, review the information. And Judge Farquhar came down to a ruling that there was no condition that could be set to keep the community safe from Mr. Reffitt's pending trial such that he needed to be held over. And the two factors cited were as follows. I'm quoting from the bench remarks. I think that mixing firearms with the riot and his membership in the militia makes him a danger to the community. That's really what this all at bottom boils down to. So for more than a year, the Department of Justice has been telling multiple judges, because we now have a completely new judge for the trial itself, multiple judges, that he was at the Capitol with firearms. Okay, but now that we are down to the come to Jesus moment of truth, of the government having to produce witnesses to take an oath to swear to tell the truth and to produce the evidence, it ain't happening. And this is one of the men who has been in prison this whole time and at one point was in the ICU medical ward because the prison officials weren't giving him doctor-prescribed medication. And it's documented in the record that his family was trying to contact him and prison officials wouldn't even give them the courtesy of his medical status, communication with him, nothing, nada. They did not hear from him for days until he was put back in the right, if you will, way of things, gotten his correct prescriptions, and then they were put back in touch with him. So it's no inconsequential matter that Department of Justice attorneys have been running around the country at multiple judicial benches blowing this thing completely out of proportion in the name of firearms.
Well, I live in a fantasy world, Paloma. I live in a world where whoever the next Republican president is, he says, okay, just so you know, DOJ, FBI, ATF, CIA, just so you know, as soon as I am sworn in, we're going to be making a few changes. And then go and fire them all. I mean, how much worse can it be for us to not have them at all than it is for us to have them? They're not doing what they're supposed to do at all. I mean, you know, they've taken law enforcement has. I used to think law enforcement was an honorable profession.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've seen with COVID and what we've seen with all of these deep state yahoos, I'm not so sure anymore. I'm not so sure. I'm sure there's honorable people that work within it. I'm sure there are. But they become the exception instead of the rule.
And I am interested to see where this goes. Let me just sort of update the listeners a wee bit. As you all know, I have been dialing in by telephone, and in fact, my Facebook law office page, I'm constantly putting up opportunities for you to dial in too. Federal judges throughout this era of prosecution have allowed the public to dial in to hear court appearances. Sadly, this trial is actually under a pretrial order that the public telephone line for Judge Fredericks' courtroom will not be accessible during trial. The judge decided instead to have an overflow viewing room and a media room. So if a person is in Washington, D.C., you can actually avail yourself of attending on, if you will, the opposite side of the courtroom door,
right,
where they have things set up. But for someone like me, who is a layman's reporter of things and an analyst and an attorney, you know, either you have to decide to spend the money on the hotel rooms and so forth, or you have to decide to spend the money on transcripts after the trial to do all kinds of analytics. And transcripts will run you a couple $1,000s a day. It's not like all these little pieces that I keep pulling the whole year.
Right.
And
hang on right there, if you will, Paloma. Tell everybody how to find you, the stuff you do.
Sure. It is 2ampatriot.com, where you will find everything that nobody else is telling you about January 6th.
And if you're in Beaufort, North Carolina, looking for some antiques, you should probably go check out her antique shop. While you're there, you'll find out about January the 6th while you get that heirloom you've been looking for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the United Nations Security Council calling a meeting for only the 11th time in their history, Linda Thomas Greenfield, the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, said Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to order the country's nuclear deterrent forces on alert is a huge escalation of its aggression against Ukraine.
President Putin is continuing to escalate this war in a manner that is totally unacceptable. Putin has tried every means possible to actually put fear in the world in terms of his action, and it just means that we have to ramp up our efforts here at the United Nations and elsewhere to hold him accountable.
The first trial in the January 6th investigation has started. The outcome is likely to influence scores of criminal defendants who face similar charges related to the attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News. We've got the story of a very lucky New York man. Here's USA's Ken Burns.
Juan Hernandez won $10 million from a New York lottery scratch-off ticket back in 2019, and darn the luck he did it again last month. Another $10 million from a different scratch-off game. Hernandez, who bought the ticket at a grocery store on Long Island, said he was still trying to spend the $10 million he won 3 years ago. He opted to take the lump sum payment, which totals just more than $6.5 million after required withholdings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Capitol Police will once again erect a fence on the Capitol grounds ahead of President Joe Biden's State of the Union address tomorrow. The fencing is an effort to heighten security and prepare for possible protests by big rig truckers in the next few days. The speech is a national special security event, according to officials, and the Secret Service has been placed in charge of the planning of the fencing. Outside law enforcement agencies, as well as the National Guard, have been brought in to assist during the event. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Now, since I'd never heard of this guy, had you heard of him prior to this? Did you know who he was?
He's come up on the radar twice, just momentarily passed by. It's not one of my focal defendants.
Right.
I have, in the last 2 weeks, spent a considerable amount of time on him and on his case, and really balancing the question in my mind, is this the guy that is going to be the test case for the Department of Justice preparedness? Initially, I thought not so much, because I didn't care for the idea that two teenagers will be testifying in a trial. That's just so unusual. I can't emphasize enough that in 30 years of conducting trials, I've never called someone's child, even if they are 16 and 18 years old.
Right.
So initially I thought, not so crazy about this. However, ironically, when I look at the proposed jury instructions and I look at the proposed voir dire questions of the jury pool, this is now happening in the context of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and every left and right media outlet is talking about nothing but militias and showing it as a positive thing. So I don't know whether he just, by circumstance, caught the luckiest jury break I could never have forecasted even 2 weeks ago. It will be fascinating.
That's interesting. That's really, in the segment prior to you coming on, we were talking about how everybody on the left now thinks it's a great thing to give out fully automatic rifles and, you know,
have a Kalashnikov, yes.
Yep. And, you know, all the celebrities of the Ukraine are there, and, everybody's all down for the idea of guns being given.
Molotov cocktails.
Liquor
distilleries converting themselves to say, we will brew beer tomorrow.
So, I never had thought about how this would play in this particular,
yeah.
Because now, how would this affect a jury looking at the Ukraine and saying to themselves, this has to affect this as well? Where is the connection between Ukraine and January the 6th as far as a perception from a jury?
I think that will be a softening of a certain slice of the American population now that they are seeing in action what does it mean when a person has a firearm? What does it mean when a person, an individual citizen, is actually trained in the use of that firearm and has ammunition? And so this idea that America militiamen, like these Texas 3%ers that Mr. Reffitt supposedly belongs to, you know, go off and do these men things where they practice in the woods and, you know, pretend like there's something going on. Now you see an actual use for those trainings and skills. And while even just last Wednesday night, it might have been this remote thing for Americans. Oh, you know, that's Ukraine, whatever, way over there. Who knew? But now, by the time we get to today, the day of starting to select the jury for the trial of Mr. Reffitt, there is a worldwide condemnation 24 hours a day going on, expanding by the minute. Refugees fleeing. Also, though, men of Ukraine going home, even to take up arms. Interviews on CNN, MSNBC at the Polish border, men crossing the border to go back into Ukraine, even interviews saying, I have never handled a gun in my life, but I'm going home to fight for my country, and if that's what it takes, I'm taking up a gun. 24 hours a day, this is the context of the jury being selected for Mr. Reffitt's case.
Yeah, you're right. You couldn't buy this kind of timing, could you?
No.
I had not thought about that in that context. That's really, really interesting. It'll be interesting to see where this goes now. It'll be interesting to see how they decide to pursue all of gun control.
So Mr. Reffitt is the guy that perhaps this might jog a few listeners. Mr. Reffitt is the guy who did a handwritten letter from prison that he sent out to Politico, and Politico published. And there's a really great line in his letter. He says there was no insurrection, no conspiracy, no sinister plan, and no reason to think otherwise. Now, if this is the voice of Mr. Reffitt that comes through his attorney in his defense, again, in the context of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and Ukrainian citizens standing their ground, Americans being briefed now on every channel by lieutenants and generals and heads of NATO on tactics of war. What's the difference between urban warfare and guerrilla warfare, for example? He suddenly sounds like a fairly normal guy.
Yep.
He thought that there was something wrong with the election. He went to Washington. There's no evidence that the government intends to bring forward to line up with the charges they have filed against him, because the government has to disclose these things in advance. So if suddenly the witness for United States Capitol Police or the FBI takes the stand and says, and here's the gun he was wearing that day, no, defense counsel will get that excluded.
Right.
They just cannot tolerate that kind of dramatic garbage. So that's the TV only. That does not happen in a courtroom. And have faith that Judge Dabney Frederick, the trial judge here, is appointed by President Trump to the federal bench in 2017. I went through her credentials in detail today, spent quite a while reading about her, just impeccable credentials. Trinity University, Oxford University, Yale School of Law. She served as associate White House counsel under G.W. Bush. She was on the National Sentencing Commission. I mean, her list of credentials is long, which is why her pretrial order is so scary. You know, it's 8 pages of everything counsel shall and shall not do down to the minute that they are expected to be on time to her courtroom. So, you know, she's not going to be an easy judge. But I think that we can count on her to be a judge to hold the Department of Justice to the charge specifics and to carefully instruct the jury in a manner that I think the jury will understand. You know, three of these charges involve firearms, and, okay, there's no proof. It's not even a question of, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt. There is no proof. So we could have another situation that even the Washington Post yesterday said that the Department of Justice could be walking straight into, which was more than 200 defendants charged after a 2017 President Trump rally, and DOJ ended up having to dismiss the charges against all 200 people because they
had
overcharged and had no proof.
Hang on right there. Talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law, this is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. One thing I've been meaning to call to ask you about regarding all of this stuff, I know what our focus has been right now, but what's the latest with the Oath Keeper saga that's going on right now?
Fairly quiet. The trials that were to commence in April have officially now been adjourned. So the earliest start date will be July. I will be on the ground for however many days is available. And whenever it finally does start, it looks like the second block of trials will not be taking place until November. And in the meantime, those who are incarcerated remain incarcerated.
Did you see, what was his name? I can't remember his name.
Stuart Rhodes?
No. Did you see the kid, the Black Lives Matter anti-gun activist that went into the mayoral candidate's office in Louisville and pulled out a gun and tried to kill everybody in the room? And he did that on a Monday, and they posted bail for him. Black Lives Matter did, I think, on Wednesday. And he was out, and he was trying to commit murder. And he's out on that, and, I mean, we have this miscarriage of justice going on right now where all these people that are incarcerated, do they even know what they've been charged with?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yes.
Any of them
and
charged with
too.
Insurrection?
And I do, too. No, there has never been an insurrection charge.
Oh?
That did not materialize.
Okay, so what's the most egregious charge out there for all of those people that are currently in jail due to January 6th?
Most common, I'm just going to switch your question for one second, most common is parading on the grounds of the Capitol. Yes, that for me is the one that just sort of gives me the chuckle. Most egregious, the tough thing and why I'm hedging there is it really would be the conspiracy charge. But the issue is that there's really not the proof supporting it that DOJ is trying to tell the media is there. So it's a bit tricky for me to say what's the most egregious. Here's the bottom line for me. There's a big difference between being charged at your town, county, or state level and then federal. So I can actually believe in 2022 with all of the absolutely ludicrous things that are going on in district attorney's offices at the county and state level all around the country that somebody could have this fact pattern that you just described, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
But at the federal level, it's a whole different gig. It just simply is. There are sentencing guidelines. The penalties are hugely vaulted. And the challenge here with these cases is not so much the judges following the sentencing guidelines and other legal restrictions. Indeed, as I mentioned, Judge Friedrich was on the most recent round of the U.S. Sentencing Commission. So she is part of the body that actually reviews all crimes, all sentences, all guidelines, trying to keep them in ratio of each other and consistent and so forth and so on. The issue is that you've got these DOJ attorneys who were under the direction of Michael Sherwin, an attorney who quit DOJ as soon as they started investigating him, went on to private practice, laid low for a couple months, and popped up yesterday in an article in the Washington Post by reporter Spencer Hsu, H-S-U, commentating on Mr. Reffitt's trial. It was the closest I have ever come in the whole of this thing to calling a reporter and saying, you have to be kidding me. You're going to quote Sherwin on the Reffitt trial. Quote me. Quote an attorney who is not under investigation. You have to be kidding. This is the architect of the shock and awe campaign at the Department of Justice to charge as many people as possible before Inauguration Day. He went on 60 Minutes. He laid out what they were doing. They've charged more than 700 people. First day of trial is today. I can see just from the paperwork without being in the courtroom, they have gaping holes in their prosecution that are fatal to some of the charges that they've brought against him.
Right.
And you're calling Sherwin for a comment on this case. But that's how screwed up it all is at the moment as concerns January 6th. The media is 100% complicit in the U.S. for failing to do its job of actually looking at these cases critically. And if you got a guy like Sherwin calling, say, hey, Sherwin, you know, I happen to know you're an attorney and you were heading up the DOJ office. What do you think about the fact that they don't appear to have any handguns coming into evidence or any video or any still images that actually show the guy with a firearm at the Capitol? Because you told Judge Barkley at the detention hearing he had an AR-15 with him at the Capitol. Where is that AR-15? It wasn't even on the list of items seized at his home pursuant to the search warrant. So somebody's got some explaining to do, and if Sherwin is willing to be back out in the public, he's not protected by DOJ anymore. Ask away, members of the media. I hope Tucker Carlson hears me and pulls Sherwin in and grills him. Because there's plenty of opportunity just in this one case of this one guy from Texas with no apparent prior criminal history who has now spent 14 months in prison, including in the ICU. And Sherwin has never been called to testify to Congress either.
Do you think all of this, the way this these kangaroo court trials have been run, do you think this should be used as an election issue?
I would. If I was running for Congress, yes, I would. If I was running for the U.S. Senate, yes, I would. If I was running for president, yes. I would not be offering everybody a blanket pardon. It doesn't quite work that way. There's a couple guys, sorry, they happen to be guys, in this lineup that I would really have to dig further into their case and understand things a bit better than, you know, I can do when I'm trying to look at as many different cases as I am. But, you know, the vast majority of Americans who have already taken a plea deal, over 100 people have already taken plea deals. Some of them have received sentencing. Some of them have got probation. Some have financial penalties. It's changed their life forever.
Well, I have an assignment for you. If you have the time to do it, I know that you're razor focused on all of these things. I would like to know, in your legal opinion, should the House and the Senate fall into the hands of the Republicans in the next election?
Yes.
What should they do with this whole January 6th investigation? I myself think they should continue it, but on a different thing. I think they should bring that cop that shot Ashley Babbitt in there, have him testify. I think they should bring in all of these Capitol Police in there, have them testify. I think they should bring in Nancy Pelosi and say, why didn't you guys take that National Guard help that you were offered? And the other question is going to be this. This is going to be my other question.
Yeah.
For conservatives, at least in the short term, do you think protests are traps? You don't have to answer that now because we're running out of time. But
that's a yes.
Yeah.
Yes to that question.
Yeah.
And please, everybody, leave your cell phone at home.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me today. I'll be back with
you.
You're going to be back here very shortly. I appreciate that.
Excellent. Be well, everyone.
Yes. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.